you have to be here. You're invited to a fancy party, and you're going to a shiur instead.
Shmaitza, yes, absolutely. Shmaitza shiur Thursday night, Oir L'chav Dalet Elul. Rabbi, I have to tell you, I looked up today, and I saw we're about to finish Shmaitza Hay. Like unbelievable. I didn't realize it. And now I understand. I don't know if you people noticed a pattern. It seems to me, I don't know if I'm right, but maybe. At the end of each Shmaitza, he gets very cheshbonostic. And he, like, it's not so lumdus, it's more like complicated sugis. I think it happened to about every Shmaitza that he gets, he just goes wild with cheshbon. And he just matches up things, and he plugs in the pieces. And it's not that lumdus, if I may use such a word. So it fits the pattern. Shmaitza Vav. Today, I want to finish Perek de Zion today. And then Yud Zion is very short. Maybe we'll chazam, maybe we won't. Shmaitza Vav is very gishmak Shmaitza. That was my first introduction to Shmaitza. I learned it with the Chidushe Basra of Rav Shalom, Rav Altuski. I had him in 8th grade in RJJ. So we had an extracurricular limud of Shmaitza, and we learned Shmaitza Vav. And
it's you and him the whole
class? No, the whole class. And it's so interesting, Girsa de Ankusa. I won't say I remember it from then, but you know when something's familiar to you, like you feel at home with it? It's not like a strange thing. Like Shmaitza Aleph is not strange to me, because we all, it's like Brachos Dabbeis. Like everybody's familiar with Brachos Dabbeis. So Shmaitza Aleph is like Brachos Dabbeis, or at least the first 10 prokhim, until you get to the Tukfa Koyim Perek, it starts getting complicated. But Beis Gimel Dalet Hay, like, yeah. Then Vav, I'm very hamish with Vav. It's going to be a nice feeling. Anyway, we're in Shmaitza Hay Perek Tes Zion. And Mamish, at the end, Yud Zion is the last Perek. So what did the Shmaitza... Yeah? It's his style. Okay. Actually, Tes Zion ends on a cliffhanger because he ends up with a kasha that he only answers in Yud Zion. Okay, okay. Okay. So what is he saying here? He's bringing down a rush. The issue he's dealing with in Perek Tes Zion is... You checked and you found Cyrus later. Do you extrapolate to before? And he's going to say, I'll jump the gun already in my Chazara speech. There's really two issues going on. One is good old Chazaka Dahashka. Now, in Lomdus, though, you have to... You check someone when they're 14. They have their birth certificate. You know they're 14. And you check them and they have Cyrus. Do you say, well, they probably... or we assume, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that there was Cyrus when he was 13. And that would be maybe... Yeah, okay. So there's two things in your favor, in favor of saying that. One is Chazaka Dahashta. There's a concept called, we had it in Shmaitza Aleph, we had it in the whole Shef Shmaitza so far, concept of Chazaka Dahashta. The stronger, more familiar Chazaka is called Chazaka Demeikara, that if something was a certain way in the past, and we're mesupik what it is now, we say chazaka, the status quo. That's how we define the word chazaka. The status quo is that we assume no change until you know something changed. So the old status, eshesish, penuya, whatever it is, stayed. That's the more familiar chazaka. But there is a concept in Shas that we find of chazaka dahashta, where it's the status quo works backwards. We're mesupik about the past, we know about the present. So we go backwards and we say, so we'll assume that there has not, you can say that there was no, yeah, we'll assume there was no change. You're really saying the same thing. We'll assume no change. I think the word status quo in Latin means no change, like koi, like, you see the lotion even a chazaka kaima, peishasish, alto tsiena misofeg. The word in the Gemara is kaimena, which is status quo. I think it means to be makim, to be ma'amid. So that's Chazaka Dahashta. Now the Chazaka Dahashta, which this Rosh talks about, that if you see Cyrus now, you assume there was Cyrus before, is not on godless. If you think about it, there can't be a Chazaka Dahashta for godless. you're a gadol now, you were a gadol a year ago. It's like an absurd statement. That Chazaka Dahashta wouldn't talk about gadolus. So realize that the Chazaka Dahashta is on the Cyrus.
It's still a little bit absurd, because that's where the people come. How can you have a Chazaka? How can you have a Chazaka if that's what it's. By nature, it doesn't come yet.
No, you're right. We're talking about to say it was like that when the boy was 13.
Even 13 is some yes, some no.
So that's what the Rosh is saying. That's what the Shmaitz is dealing with in this parak. That's what the Rosh... No. So the Rosh has 2 points. One is Chazaka. But it's only a Chazaka to say that the Cyrus came in a Zman that it's Ro'ui to come. You wouldn't say there was Cyrus there when it was 12. L'mashal, if you hold toch zman kilacher zman, right? There are certain tanoim that hold that if you bring Cyrus in that 13th year, we'll say for a boy, you become a gadol. You're a gadol. That's called toch zman kilacher zman. So there, even if you hold like, we don't pass like that. Even if you hold like that, but nobody would say the chazaka dahashta to 12, because it's not a zman of Cyrus. That's the Rosh's point, that there is a Chazaka Dahashta. By the way, other Rishonim Chalek, the Rishmaiz is going to bring down a Ramban, it's Chalek with the Rosh. My point is that certainly the Chazaka Dahashta of the Rosh is not, and your point is well made, and that's what the Rosh is coming to say, not like you. That there is a Chazaka Dahashta. The Ramban's Chalek and says there's no Chazaka Dahashta, for the reason you say. Because it's pretty common for Cyrus not to come. But that's Chazaka. But my point, I want to make sure it's understood, is that the Chazaka Dahashta is not on the godless. On the godless, it would be absurd to say Chazaka Dahashta, it was like that a year ago. You're talking about godless, right? A person's a cotton before they're a godless. It's on the Cyrus.
You're supposed to have godless a year ago.
There can't be a Chazaka Dahashta on godless. That's what I'm saying. And godless, there wouldn't be the mechanism wouldn't work. No, you wouldn't say if he was a godel now, probably he was a godel before. I think that's an absurd statement. You're a cotton, then you're a godel.
It's a matter of progression. We expect him to be a godel.
I don't think there could be a chazaka dahashta on godless. Chazaka dahashta means if it's like this now, we assume it was like that before. You just wouldn't do it to godless. What?
You know he didn't have Cyrus before.
Oh, you don't know. What do you mean, when he was born? So that's why. Okay, if you don't. I have nothing to add to what I'm saying. Really. The Rosh, it's borrowed by me on godless, it's not shy of the concept of Chazaka Dahashta, because it's something that you grow into. Cyrus, so. Pesach's asking, and you're asking, so maybe he didn't have Cyrus either. But he's supposed to, the Rosh's point is, and he speaks that out, you're supposed to get Cyrus at 13. That's the norm. No, before Chazaka Derava, it's Chazaka Dahashta. Then there's a Siyua of Chazaka Derava.
Which the Rosh needs.
No. Shmaitza says there's a Siyua. It's aided. That's why it could be Motzi Momen. But we're jumping the gun. Okay, that's the Rosh. Okay, you don't have to agree with me. Godless is a godless is an abstract concept. Cyrus is Cyrus. So, in all the Chazaka Dahashtas of Shas, you're dealing with certain realities. And you're saying it was probably like that before. There was no change. I don't think on the abstract concept of godless you could apply Chazaka Dahashta. He was a godel before. Right. No. But godless is a legal concept. That's what creates godless, but that's not what godless is. Godless is a legal concept called godless. Mature or of age, whatever the goyim have words for it too. When you're legal age, legal age, old enough to drink, to vote. Yeah. Okay, so the Rosh says,
all right, what the Rav is saying in the sense that every country has a different gather of what they consider to be godless.
Yeah.
Some countries say, meaning so The Rav is saying it's abstract in the sense that you can argue, what is godless?
Grada, there is a achronish hakira, which I don't like. And that is, if the simonim, maybe you know those words from there, is the simonim just a simon for godless, or is godless?
Is an islandist not considered godless her whole life because she doesn't have still stars? She's a godless, right?
She becomes a godless in a different way when she hits 36.
So it is.
It's called simonim.
No.
It's not like a simon.
Right, right.
So,
okay. Anyway. So the Rosh calls it Chazaka Dahashta, and that's how he's mechalik between Shmuel. Shmuel doesn't hold of Chazaka Dahashta on the day that you're supposed to become a Boigeres, and you found out you're a Boigeres at 4 in the afternoon. So Shmuel holds, you do not say she was a Boigeres at 6 in the morning. So the Rosh is mechalik. The Rosh is, because there, you're supposed to become a Gadol today. So there's no Chazaka Dahashta, because it's supposed to happen today. And as long as it happened today, so what happened is supposed to happen. You have no, like, conceptual basis to say it happened before, because it's supposed to happen today. That's what Shmuel holds. Rav doesn't agree. That's wrong. But the Rosh wants to say that Shmuel is Moda in his case. Because you could say Chazaka Dahashta, and she got Cyrus when she was supposed to get there at 12. So that's the Rosh. Then the Rosh is Kolshkeng, we pass him like Rav. That you say Chazaka Dahashta even by the Bogeres case, when she's a Bogeres at 4 in the afternoon, that you could say she was a Bogeres at 8 in the morning or 6 in the morning, whatever it is. The Shmaitzer then deals with how are you Motzi, the Rosh is being Motzi Momen with this Chazaka Dahashta. Because that's the Rosh's case. The Rosh's case is that someone sold something, right? Or said Abus, I'm sorry. You're being Motzi Momen with this Chazaka Dahashta. But so the Shmaitzer throws in a very complicated machlokas, Rab Yaakov and Rab Noson and Baba Basra with the Shchid Mara that gave away Nechosim, and there seems to be this issue of do you say Chazaka Dahashta to be Motzi Momen? Mamish, this very issue, and we Paskin, the Shmaitzer says Rab Noson holds you go Basar Chazaka Dahashta even to be Motzi Momen. But we paskin like Rabbi Yaakov, the Shmaitzer points out, that we don't go Basa Chazaka Dahashta to be Moitzi Momen. Rav is not talking about to be Moitzi Momen. Rav's talking about if she's a Boigeres or not. Chazaka Dahashta. So the Shmaitzer has a problem. How could the Rosh so smoothly be talking about being Moitzi Momen with a Chazaka Dahashta? So the Shmaitzer says that Rabbi Yaakov would be Moda here. Because you have Chazaka Derava aiding the Chazaka Dahashta. No, not only do you have the regular Chazaka Dahashta, a universal concept, we'll call it, but you have a special Chazaka Derava that says there's a Chazaka that when she hits 12 or a boy hits 13, you get Cyrus. So you have a Siyua to the Chazaka Dahashta, and when the Chazaka Dahashta has a Siyua, then you're being Motzi Momen. You can be Motzi Momen. That's what the Shmaitzer says. Wait, then he has a discussion. Chazaka Dahashta is a universal concept which says if you have a state, if something's in a certain state now, and you want to know if it was in that state yesterday, so just like this Chazaka Demeikara that works from past to present, this Chazaka Dahashta that works from present to past. We know that Chazaka Demeikara trumps Chazaka Dahashta, but here is the Chazaka Dahashta. Chazaka Derava says that when someone's 13, they get Cyrus. It's a really a different type of Chazaka. There's many Chazakas in Shas are really, you wonder why they're not called Rove, why are they called Chazaka? Chazaka Enodom Parea Tochzmano. Chazaka Enodom Parea Kasudo Mafsido. Chazaka this, Chazaka that. So we explained, I think it was in Shmaitzer Dalad maybe, that it's not powerful enough to be a Gesunta Rove. It's common, it's motsui. We look for different words to describe the legalism. It's motsui, it's rogil. So it's enough to create a chazaka, which is a less powerful force than the Ruv and the lesser Kamon. Chazaka just means, right. So chazaka, right, well, Rov is more of a gados, so that's when, okay. So the Shmaita just discusses about if you have a siyua in the case of Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov, when you're not going Bosa Chazaka to Hashda, why don't you say most people are Bori? He says most people get sick. It goes through that. We didn't understand most people don't get sick on a Shchivmara level, and that's what we're looking for, Shchivmara levels. We don't understand. I'll look, I'll see what...
You can use it.
What?
The guy, I can't see what we're talking about now. The guy, the Shchivmara.
Yeah.
He says he's sick.
Wait. What the Shmaita is saying is the reason you don't go Bosa Chazaka da Hashkadia to be Motzi Mormon with the claim that it's also a siyua of Rov Bereim, most people are healthy, so Mustami, right? So that's where you could be Motzi Mormon. Mustami gave away the Matana when he was a Bori, because, you know, Rov Bereim is not such a strong thing, because most people get sick very often.
The thing is that, talking about the case, he's healthy now, or not, so we'll get the Makabe to the money. He's sick now, to believe the when we say that, what do we mean? Is he actually dying at that point? Or as long as he's not, you know, if he's, or is it, if he's in a picture of health,
I don't know. I always assume you have to be a Shchivmara. Yeah. Not dying, a Shchivmara.
I don't know. Now.
He has to be a Shchivmara. I always assume a Shchivmara. Yeah. So well, why?
He's getting better now. He's a little better, but he was sick before.
That, my good friend, that's not a Chazaka da Hashta, though. Then it would be called something else. The Gemara calls it Chazaka da Hashta. You're saying Stam Asvara.
Better, he's healthy now, but we're going to take money away.
I hear, but what you're describing is not a chazaka.
What?
He's a little sick now, so we say he's getting better, and he was very sick yesterday. That's a svara. It might be true, it might not be true, but it ain't a chazaka.
You don't need a chazaka. You need a chazaka. It's Bori now.
Okay.
To take the money away. You don't need a chazaka to have that he's sick now. You just need to have not chazaka.
Okay.
Not
we're not going to get to that sukkah. I don't think you're right, but we're really just using that. The Shmaita is just using that sukkah to really ask a question. How could the Rosh say you could use chazaka da hashta to be motzi mamon? It turns out in that sugya that we paskin, you cannot use chazaka da hashta to be motzi mamon. And his answer is because there's a siyuah of chazaka da rav. Yeah. So now we're going to start from the paragraph, the time on nira. He's going to bring a raya. The paragraph starts with the time on nira. It's sort of towards the end of the perek, although not mamish, but sort of towards. I hope your paragraph starts with the time on nira. I don't know. Did everybody find the paragraph that starts? Page Kuflam and Vol. He's going to bring a raya. The Shmaita is going to bring a raya that when you have a Messiah to the Chazaka da Hashta, you could even be Motzi Mamon. Mishum the Isa Shabbat Perak Asori Yuchsin, and that Machlokes, the Pluk to the Rav Shmuel, Pare Bogeres Lefonenu, that is the Bogeres at 4 o'clock. That Rav says you use Chazaka da Hashta, and Shmuel says you don't. So the Gemara actually wants to tush. Not only does it want to, how do you know it wants to? Because it does. The Gemara Tush tells Rabbi Yaakov and Rav Nosson to the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether you go with Chazaka da Hashta or not. So the Gemara wants to say that Rav holds like Rav Nosson, who holds with Chazaka da Hashta. Blame a Rav, the Amak Rav Nosson, that we do go with Chazaka da Hashta, and Shmuel, the Amak Rav Yaakov. So the Gemara says, no. Amalach Shmuel, I'm not the Amak Rav Nosson. Ad kan loy koma Rav Nosson, ela duchuli alma becheskas briyam. He does say, because people are Briam. By saying he was a Shchivmara. Ayin Shom, and the Gemara says, but over here, there's no Siyua. In other words, Shmuel's Dichui is that there, the Chazaka, the Shmaita is showing this Svara in the Gemara in Kedusha. that there, the Gemara says, there the Chazaka Dahashta has a Siyua, has the Rov Briyim, and here it doesn't. The Imkain Sfirulei Mishmuel, the Yoma de Mishalem, I don't know, shifts, it's mostly what? Oh, 6 months after Nairus. Okay, thank you. The Yoma de Mishalem Shis, Lo Rov Hu Kol Kach Kamo Ruba de Briyim, or else it would be a Siyua to that also. Abu b'chazoka d'rova, Abu le sofek harogel tfei. Mishimochi l'shmul nami sfirle dimnim tzachshav gadol machzikin l'mafreya b'gadol. So, like the Rosh says, no Shmuel holds of a siyua. So when you have the siyua of chazoka d'rova, it would work. Mishimochi kama Shmuel boitkin l'kiddush. Zem is bar b'time of the Rosh. At 14, Machzikin also begodol Mafreya at 13. You say he had Cyrus at 13. That's the Rosh. That's on the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. Zion Shom. Omnom. Someone comes and says, "I hold like Pesach Chaplain." The Chedushei Aramban Nira the Polik Bozev. It seems that the Ramban is choylik with the Rosh and holds that you do not say he's a gadol l'mafreya. Ayin shom b'sugi de perek misha meis. That's the sugi of the guy that sold his father's nechosim and died, and they wanted to check him. The kibbutz said you can't check him l'chamisa because the simonim get messed up l'chamisa. So the Rosh says, aha, it's because he died. But if he wouldn't have died, then you would check him and you would extrapolate l'mafreya. So the Rosh says, I have a moira dekaraya from that gemara. Ramban says, he doesn't talk about the Rosh, Ramban just says, you should know it's talking about he died immediately, right after he sold the Nechassim. The Zeloshono, Shemochar Benichse Aviv. Yeah, well, that's what the Shemites are speaking. Yeah, you see the Ramban is playing with the Rosh, because he says he died right away. And that's why, if he wouldn't have died, but you would check him, you would say L'mafreya, because he's a L'mafreya of, we don't know the steer, but it's 18 minutes, 5 minutes, an hour, he doesn't say. But Miyad and Natila Shadayim is 30 seconds, so you have to wash Miyad. If the kid is, one of them, so you have to wash Miyad, which nobody does. But you should do it. So that maybe that's Miyad. Miyad means 24 seconds. Whatever it is. The Hiluch Dalal Amos, or 18 Amos, whatever it is. The Zella show note is the Ramban. I make my first experience with a Mechutin. My oldest son got married, Chemya. So we're going to Sheva Brachas to Club in Orange. So it's Friday night, and I say to him, "Please excuse me, there's like 40 people there, 50 people." I said, I'm not sure what happened. I want to wash right away and I come out to you right away. We could easily take 10 to 15 minutes now. So everybody washes and they drink. I said, "Please forgive me." So he embraced me. He said he thought he was the only sugar in the world. He also is crazy about that. Ah, Matsasi Lichaver. Matsasi Lichaver. My grandchildren, they're going to be 4 years old. As soon as we finish kiddush, they start screaming, "Miyad, Miyad, Miyad!" Is that the lesson of Shulchan Aruch? Is Miyad, 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 Miyad. Amnam b'chadushi arbanira the polik b'seh ayin shom b'sugi the perik misha meis v'zeh l'shono shemochar menichsei oviv u'meis perusho zek the Ramban meis miyad she'im hoya chai ein b'dikoso l'lekuchos raya. Because if it wouldn't be miyad, then what good would it do to check? Even if they find simonim, ein b'dikoso l'lekuchos raya. Maybe it happened afterwards. Who said, behind the Kamri, the Ramban has a beautiful, beautiful raya. He says, the lashon of the Gemara is katan hoya b'shas misa. But that's what they said. It was a katan b'shas misa. What do you mean b'shas misa? You can say b'shas mechira.
That's what you're interested in.
You're interested that he should be a kotel b'shas makhira, not that he should be a kotel b'shas misa. So the Ramban says, aha, it's the same thing. That's misa and shas makhira, because it happened miyad. The Mavur Medvarov says the Shmaitzah is talking now, Akam Shono of the Ramban. The Mavur Medvarov, what you see from the Ramban that he holds, Tafilu Nimtzu Losiris after Miyad, whatever Miyad is, Ein Machzikin also Begodol Mafreya, not like the Rosh. You do not say that, you do not assume, you can't assume, you have no right to assume that he was a Godol Mafreya going back to age 13. Not like the Rosh. For Kosova Beis Yosef Bevenu Ezer, Acher Shehevi Divrei HaRosh, and Iskorim, the Rosh, Kosova B'Shem Moro Haribe Rav, that's the famous Maribe Rav, Sharashba Rav Rabdoren, which is the Rashbats, not that I know it, but that's what the fellow on the bottom says. Chokim B'Dover, so the Beis Yosef speaks out that there are those that are Chaylik at the Rosh. Apparently he doesn't bring down the Ramban. He brings down the Rashba and the Rashbats argue with the Rosh. The Kosuf says, "Tzorik sheyuidu edim sheshisha chadoshim koydem hoyul obey Cyrus." You can't assume this is a case for a girl, except for Kiddushin, and you see she's a gadol now. You can't assume she was a gadol when she accepted Kiddushin. You have to have edim that she had two Cyrus then to say there's a badai Kiddushin. The Amrina named Beinirus Labagrus. Okay. The Chosman Shlo Yidu Al Zeh Afilu Tei Bas Tezvov Shana the Sofi Kiddushin, because we don't know. If you checked her afterwards, you can't extrapolate retroactively. The Imposh the Yod of Kibla Kiddushin Meyachar so you can get Mishneim, it's a Sofi. Vayin Kiddushin Arash Perek Misha Meis Hat Kama Shono Vumi Kiddushin Ramban Haniskar that we just brought down Miperek Misha Meis. The Inei, the Shmaitz is going to say that Tosfos and Baba Basra holds like the Ramban and the Rashba, because Tosfos is going to say that the death was right away after the Mechira. And if the case is the death was right away after the Mechira, then it's because you don't hold like the Rosh. The Tosfos is going to assume the death was right after the Mechira Miyad, and that is true if you don't hold like the Rosh. So then the only shot in the wanting to check him is if the death was right away. Otherwise, what would be the point of checking him? But according to the Rosh, that's not true. There's a point of checking him even a year later. V'nei gam l'shitus ha-toysus tzorach l'foresh shemochar minichsei oviv umeis t'hain umeis meyad. Why? And again, it goes to a whole cheshbon. The ha-toysus shom hikshu lomu yesh lonu lomar shu kot. Toysus, like, so complicated. Like, Toysus just asks a straightforward question. Why don't you just assume he was a gadol because he was up at the Rosh?
I don't have a problem with that. We just got through saying that chazak of the Rosh is not a real chazak.
Yeah, but Tosfos holds it is.
Yeah, we only have a halamina here that you're going to be motzi mamu chazak of the Rosh after the fact, l'mafreya, but
Tosfos holds chazak of the Rosh, if you remember the previous perek. Remember the Shmaitzer kept playing ping pong about chazak of the Rosh, how vadai it is? And he brought down even the Maharit. That hold it's like mamish kemat mamish vaday, and he brought down the Tosfos holds like that too.
He wants to. He said it was only something around him.
He didn't say it was Tosfos asks a question. Okay, let's learn the Tosfos. Let's see what Tosfos answers. He brings down Tosfos and he asks a question. Why are you even declaring that he's a koton? Why don't you just name on that he had Cyrus because of Chazok of the Rabba? Tosfos does not say your teretz, I'm afraid. So this Tosfos in Seches Baba Basra obviously holds it could be Moshe Mamu with Chazok of the Rabba. No two ways about it. So he answers the Ma'ir Shanib the Gacha Shahoya Godol for the Hoyal Osiris. Let's say at 13 and 2 months he didn't have Cyrus. L'chein Chayshinon, that's why we have a Sofek Shema Daim Kotten Hoya Ayin Shom. The Yim came, Tikshi, but wait a second. So then what's got in the Gemara? If that's the scenario in the case of the Gemara, Mama Hani Badika, when they thought you could be boided a dead person. Mama Hani Badika Shanimtsu Ul Osiris. This is like the Rosh's question. Necha Shema Hashtahu Da'evi. If they checked him at one point and he didn't have Cyrus, so then how in the world, what's the Gemara making sense? So what's the Gemara talking about? Meaning the Chazaka Dahashta. Whoops, I guess I'm wrong. I guess. Because the Lashon is Dahashta Gadol Mafreya Nami Gadol. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. I don't think so. If the Lashon is Dafka, remember I said the Chazaka Dahashta is not the Sire, it's not the Gadol. Okay? The Sugya Shom Svirle, like Rav Nosson Dossel Bazar Hashta, Moshe Kosati. Elamishum, the Chazaka Dahrova Amrinon. The hashtag Godol of Afreya Nami Godol. The Chibin, the Nibda Kakashaya Godol, the Loninsu, the Osiris, to lesser the Chazoka de Rava. The Chazina Shazel, the Havi Cyrus Bishanim. So the Chazoka de Rava is off. Then came an Oyadin Shagodol of Afreya. What in the world has gotten the Gemara? The Gemara makes no sense. Ah! El Al Kocha Sorcha Foresh, the Mace Miyad. Taisa doesn't say it. The Shmites are saying it. I can prove that Toysus, who holds that the scenario of the Gemara is that they checked him after 13 and he had no Cyrus, is talking about Al Karchach, that they found the Cyrus, Meis Miyad. And that's when they found the Cyrus. The Shmaitz is saying that according to Toysus, that the case is, Toysus says that they checked him and he didn't have Cyrus, so the only shot in the Gemara that checking him now would do good for the Shas Mechira. Because there ain't no more Chazak of the Rabba. If you're 13 and you don't have Cyrus, there ain't no more Chazak of the Rabba, we saw. So the only pshat in the Gemara has to be that he was Meis Miyad.
Yeah, but only according to this renegade Tosfos that holds that he's proving the Rabba, you can most
he's proving that Tosfos holds that the case is Meis Miyad.
Only if you hold that. That's all based on that kasha. The whole deal, because only from that kasha, based on that shita.
I have to go. I apologize. I mean, I have to record shot because I'm not allowed to say why, but it could be I have a clip that's maybe making a high in another half hour. And my wife said I have to go. So I have to go. So I have to catch a 9 o'clock bus. But if you're Sunday, and the Chazaka that if I don't listen to my wife, I'm in trouble.